All right, we're back here on the game. John Tyler and Mitch all with you. We'll talk more about Kamau Stokes testing the NBA draft waters in hour two of the show. Also, what DJ Reed had to say when Tyler asked him about media members fielding punts and kicks potentially in a spring game. Would he take it easy on us? We will have that at 5:25 in hour two. Before we wind up the hour, finish off the hour here with a special cover five for the NFL draft. Big story nationally is ESPN, all the cuts that they have had. A ton of people got laid off today at ESPN. And first and foremost, there are a lot of people on this list that will not only catch your attention, like from a national standpoint, the Brett McMurphys of the world, where I'm like, wow, he, you know, Jay Crawford, like guys that have been around for a long time that were on this list. Ed Werder's probably the biggest name, I would think, out of all of them. Like, those hit home where you're just like, wow, Dana O'Neill. But the one that really got me, where you actually have a personal connection to him and are like, okay, this is actually a person that I know and have talked to and we've had on the show. Jeremy Crabtree at ESPN is one of them, who had been with ESPN's Recruiting Nation, been there for 5 years. He was among the layoffs at ESPN. I mean, I feel bad. I feel very bad. As somebody who works in the same industry, it's a day that makes you appreciate the job that you have and that things are going the way that they are here. You know, I mean, this is tough. Jason Stark, another one. But it really hit home for me, and it's been annoying to see a ton of jokes about it. Like, there were people around here cracking a lot of jokes, talking a lot about it while we were prepping for the show. And, like, I'm not going to get into that today. I mean, this is people losing their jobs and people that are in my field. Like, I'm not going to be the one up here cracking jokes and making fun of everything with these massive ESPN layoffs. Now, the other thing that has gotten me about this is that everybody wants to make it political and that this is happening because of politics. And I find that to be very intellectually dishonest. And I would just say it is more a symptom of ESPN just trying to evolve, because this is a part of what this is. A lot of what has been cut here are roles that really aren't going to be needed the way everything is moving. You're not going to need the old-timey reporter guy like Ed Werder. And I'm not saying he's not good at what he is, but that's not really what people want to watch anymore. That's not the way everything's moving. It's moving more towards the entertainment in the E of ESPN. The best sports talk shows right now, like the Dan Patrick Show, lean heavy on the entertainment. These are some of the people that are going to get cut because they're just not fitting that vibe right now. ESPN is trying to evolve because cord cutting is happening and they lost a million subscribers, you know, in a month period in 2016. They're trying to evolve, and this to me is them trying to evolve. And if they're going to evolve, a lot of it gets more towards social media, getting younger, which is going to tend to skew you which way?
Left
or right?
Left.
That's going left. So I think there's this double standard where people sit there and say, well, everything ESPN does is really dumb, and they're putting bad programming out there. They're not doing what people want. But then at the same time being like, well, you're also too left-leaning. This is ridiculous. Well, if they're going to evolve with the way of the world, it evolves towards younger people, the younger generation. And that is just naturally going to have to take you to a place that's a little bit more left-leaning.
It's true.
It's a double standard that people put on it. Like, well, make up your mind. What do you want?
I agree with a lot of what you just said in terms of cable cutting being a huge, or cord cutting being a huge portion of this, and maybe you could say the political impact is more the effect than the cause. I'm a little bit more the other way on that. I do believe that more people have turned off their TVs because they feel like more and more political statements and stances are being shoved into their faces when they're watching ESPN. And I just go back to what we've seen in the last 5 years with the coverage of Colin Kaepernick, the coverage of Caitlyn Jenner. I even went back thinking about it a little bit later on in the afternoon. I was first thinking about this morning, but there was an awful lot of scrutiny about, you know, Tim Tebow and his Christianity and everything that we saw happen with that when he was going through the NFL. And I think that eventually that became too much for some people, and they turned off ESPN and they never turned it back on. I don't think that is a small
amount of people.
I'm just saying it's a factor. It's not
economics, dude. It costs a lot of money. I pay $150 a month for cable and internet, and I, even though my livelihood depends on knowing what's going on with sports, I've tried to find every way I could around this, and I've tried to plot in my head now for like 2 years, like, how can I do this? How can I cut the cord and still be able to get the sports you know, that I need to be able to do my job. And I've been as big a sports fan as there is around my whole life, and I'm thinking about it because of the money. That's what this is about.
But you're going to be more likely to find a way to cut the cord on something that you don't that you're not getting the programming out of it that you want to anyway. And that's how I think a lot of people felt about it. Yes, they are trying to lower their costs, but they're trying to lower the costs on the things that they don't really care about that much anyway. And for some people that just want to watch ESPN and it just be sports and sports only, well, they're not getting what they want to out of that anymore. And so that's why they're going to look at that as a way that they can save some money.
So for me, personal story here, I mean, it's basically when I want sports news, I go to Twitter. I can find whatever I need on Twitter. I can find specifically what I want sports news-wise on the internet. I can record a show and go through and watch what I want. I don't want to sit through SportsCenter segments that I don't care about. If it's some report on the Pittsburgh Pirates or something, I don't care. I don't want to sit through that. The way of the world is going to on-demand what people want. Right now, this is what I'm going to have. I think that has far more to do with it than any kind of weird political slant that they would be worried about that's happening on ESPN. It's just not the way. Sitting down and watching SportsCenter is not really the way that people consume sports anymore. And I think that ESPN has gotten themselves tied up in a bunch of big money deals, which we're going to talk more about in the second hour of the show, that contributes to this as well. And then people cost, because of cost, are cutting the cord. That to me is what 95% of this is. I'm sure there are some people who would sit there and say, I've literally refused to turn ESPN on because they had Caitlyn Jenner at the ESPYs. Okay. If that's your prerogative, I'm sure there are some people that have done that. But I do not think that is, I think that is pennies in this whole deal. That is pennies on the dollar. That is not much of what has happened here. That would be the way that I feel about all this. We'll talk a little bit more about it. We'll try and squeeze it in like at 5:10. I'm sorry that everything's condensed a little bit today because the Royals went a touch long. We've got a special NFL draft cover 5 next.